This free resource is from the 2013 Spiritual Leadership Conference in Lancaster, California, hosted by Pastor Paul Chapel in the Lancaster Baptist Church. This lesson is on managing life and ministry with Evernote with Andrew Jones. Andrew Jones is the director of Striving Together Publications and the managing editor of the Baptist Voice magazine.
I want to say thank you for coming. I know there's a lot of great sessions going on right now, but I hope to make this worthwhile. This one would be hard to listen to later when you download the audio, so I really think it's beneficial that you're here to see what I'm talking about, and whatever sessions you do miss, the entire conference will be available as a download on our website just a few days after the conference ends. So I'm going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer, and then we'll just jump right into this. Lord, we do come before you. We thank you for this conference, Lord. How we thank you for the message we heard last night by our pastor. Lord, I pray that you empower the service tonight. Use it in a special way. I pray for each and every person in here. I pray that you would help them to get exactly what they need. I pray for their churches and their ministries. I pray that we would have a revival as a result of this conference. Meet with us, dear Lord, we pray this week. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, I put the notes before you, and you should have plenty of the material. One of the things I did do, unlike the other classes, I did not put blanks in your notes. The reason for that is a lot of what I'm going to be talking about is going to be very visual. I'm going to show it up here on the screen. To understand what I'm talking about, you really need to see it. We're going to kind of get our hands on it as best we know how. I've been a big fan of Evernote since 2008 when it came out. I was a beta user. In fact, looking back pre-2008, I really don't know what I did without it. In fact, it's probably become one of the most used programs that I have, next to mail and next to a program called Things that I use to organize my to-dos. It is a highly useful program. And if you catch on to this and you use it and you're effective at it, I'm not just trying to be melodramatic, but it really can change your life. It can be monumental. Now, I'd be willing at some point in your life to say that you have purchased a notebook, a paper notebook, and used it. Whether it was to brainstorm, to write down ideas, to journal in your devotions, to keep a shopping list, to do your budget. All of us have used paper notebooks. I've used them, you've used them. I've gone through a lot of them in college. Paper notebooks are great. The only problem with paper notebooks is they're not, and to use the internet buzzword, they're not scalable. By that I mean, if you have a paper notebook, if you don't have it with you, you're out of luck. You know, you get in the elevator, you have a great idea. Oh, my notebook. And you left it someplace, you left it in your car. Or you've had this happen at church. Somebody comes up, brings you a piece of paper, and you put it in your Bible or a napkin, you put it in your pocket, and you get home at the end of the night, as I do, and I dump my stuff, and you have all these just pieces of paper. They end up on your desk. They clutter your desk. In fact, one of the ways I keep my office so clean, I told people, is Evernote. Desk is clean, no clutter papers. And we're going to show you how you can get rid of all those papers that are floating around. And we get handed pieces of papers all the time. It's just really hard to keep track of them. And it's really hard if you have a notebook to flip through hundreds of pages to find where you wrote something down. In fact, before Evernote, I used Franklin Covey. I've been to the seminar. Great material. I've used it. It's been very helpful. For years, I would buy the Franklin Covey notebook, and I'd faithfully use that. But I found it had some limitations to it. I'd have a paper notebook. I'd have a smartphone. I'd have a laptop and a computer. And what I wrote down, I really wish I had put in the computer. I found I was doing double work. And so Evernote is really going to help with that. Now, to explain Evernote, imagine if you could have a notebook that at the same time it was digital, you could hold pictures in it, you could record your voice, you could play it back to you, you could rearrange pages, you could annotate them in ways that you could not do in a paper notebook. Imagine you could do all of that and have it anywhere you go. If you can do that, then you can understand the power of Evernote. So, To get started, I'm going to show you a video, and this is just on the Evernote website. It's just about a 60-second clip video. I'm going to show you a few videos today, and we're going to walk through just exactly what is Evernote. And I want to say this before I begin. I'm committed in my life to going paperless, not because I'm an environmentalist, but just for the sake that I'm a simple kind of guy, and I don't do well with papers strewn here and there. I like things, with what I do, I really need to know where everything is at any given moment, and Evernote helps to do that. So, a note is a single item stored in your Evernote database. A notebook is a container for storing ideas. I'm going to go through all this in a practical sense, but just to explain definitions and terms. A stack is where, I'm going to go back here just to show you. Here's a stack where I have one stack called church staff. In there I have one called personnel, POs, staff reference. I have one called financial, bank receipts, financial advice, personal receipts, taxes. So this would be a stack. It really is helpful to stack things, and you can, I think I even put in your notes an example of what mine looked at. Even that's kind of changed since then. So that's a stack. Then there's tags. I don't use often, well, some people use tags a lot. I don't use them as often. The reason is because Evernote has such a great search engine. Tags to me aren't as useful as they are to some folks, but in some cases, tags are great. Clipping. That just means capturing content from other sources, and then synchronization keeps your Evernote up to date. So I have Evernote on my phone, my computer, I have it at home. It just all syncs so well. So going back to how to use Evernote, again, you can use it on the web. You can use it on a computer. Here's what it looks like on the computer. I've already showed you that. Here's an example right here of our project list, and you can insert a PDF right there. So here's what that PDF looks like. I'll just open it. That was a sketch drawing that we drew for the back wall banners that you see in the auditorium. It says launch out, at thy word I will. We sketched that out, drew what it would look like, did the dimensions. And what do you do with that? Well, you just use, typically if you don't have Evernote, you just throw it somewhere and hope you can find it later. What I did is I have a scanner right underneath my desk, pull that scanner out, throw this in there, scan it, and then toss it. And it's in Evernote. And then everybody can see what I just drew. Here's another example of the leadership conference projects. Like you, I get stuff emailed to me all the time. Here's the cue card for the conference. These are pastor's sessions for each session that he's teaching. I get these emails. What's really cool is you can drag an email over and drop it into Evernote, as you can see right there. When you double click that email, it opens up in my mail program, and I can reply, or I can just use it to read it later just for the information. And then there is the Word document that you can place in there. Here's another example of the weekly leadership team report. Every Monday morning, I have to turn a report into Pastor Chapel of what our team accomplished that week, what we're going to do this week. Here's an example. This is what my Monday report looks like to him. All the projects that we're working on, the status of them, staff planner update, approvals that I need from him, membership needs, individual tasks, all the projects we're striving together that we're working on, our media department update, our print department update. A lot going on. Keep that in Evernote, and as you can see, I have a running list. I can go back in time, find out what I did. So very, very useful. Also on the smartphone, and I was going to plug this in, but just for the sake of time, I'll go through this quickly. Just about every smartphone can have Evernote on it. Doesn't matter if it's an Apple, if it's an Android. I'm seeing more and more phones that are compatible with Evernote. Evernote, you can go on their website, get a list, and see if your phone is available. But I find I use this every day on my phone. Very useful. Again, there's an iPad app. Let's talk about how do you get stuff into Evernote. Well, Evernote can store text, audio, photos, PDFs, web clippings of all devices. Here are 10 different tools for getting your content into Evernote. I'm going to start with, you can type it. So, simply you go up to right here where it says New Note, creates a new note, and you can just start typing in the note. Give it a title, I have a folder right here that I share with Amy Dauphin. Amy Dauphin assists me as a secretary. I've got a folder that I use with her, and so whenever I type in information, I'll say, hey, I put it in your folder, or sometimes I'll record dictation, as I'll talk about in a moment. I can be driving anywhere, pick up the recorder on my phone in Evernote, dictate a letter, automatically syncs with the cloud, shows up in her Evernote, she sees it, comes up, she types the letter, I get back into the office, I sign it, it's in the mail. Just very, very useful. Another way, not just typing it, you can email it. So you can actually go into mail. Evernote gives you a unique email address. And what I do is when you go into your contacts, what I did is I called this. So you throw a JPEG here, you email it to that Evernote account, and then watch, right here it shows up in Andrew's inbox. You can be anywhere in the world and email a note to yourself, and it goes right into the notebook that you selected to go to. In fact, you can even put in the subject line exactly what notebook you want it to go into if you don't want it to go into your default notebook. But that email address is given to you immediately when you sign up for Evernote, and I like to call it in my contacts list just Evernote. And when I type in E in my to field, it pops right up, drop it in there. Just works so well. So you can email it to yourself. Next, you can scan it. Here's one of the ways I use Evernote. I've got a notebook called Cars. Every oil change, anything I ever do to my car, I scan it and throw it in here. So I can remember what that guy said he did on my car, and I can remember when the oil change was. I've got it right there. Don't read that too well. Probably a little maintenance on that. Here's another way, what I call, you can clip it. If you use Evernote, you can use the extension clipper that comes with Evernote. If you're on the internet, you can select a document, go up here, and use the internet web clipper, save the article, and right there, you can send it to Evernote. I don't know about you, but if I'm on the internet all the time, I find things, I'd like to keep them. Sometimes you tab them, sometimes you'll put them in Word. I don't know what your system is, but Evernote is great. What's really great about Evernote is that it saves the URL. So not just do you have the information in front of you, I actually have the URL if I were to, this was pre-recorded, but if I picked up the information, the URL link is in there. I could click on it, go exactly back to that page. Even if the page, so if the page was updated later, I know what it looked like before they updated, plus I know the original site that I got it from. So you can clip it. Next, you can print it. When you go to hit print, there's a drop-down menu here. It says right here, save PDF to Evernote. So you can save that document to Evernote. In fact, I'll get to that in a moment. You can print it. Next, you can paste it. So here's an example. You can use your keyboard. This is actually drag it. You could just drag it right over. So I could drag a PDF right into Evernote. As simple as click and drag. The other one is you can record it. By the way, to open it, simply just opens. Go to the next one here. Here's one of the ways I use it besides just dictation. Sometimes I'll sing here at the church. We have a great piano player who, Brother Daniel Hopkins, I love to get with him and he'll play, but oftentimes what he plays is not written. He's a great improviser, so when we get together and do a song, he'll write this down. I have no idea what it means, but I know it's important. What he would do is he would misplace that. We'd go to sing the song again, and I'd say, hey, and he'd have to transpose it. So what I did was I took it from him after we were done, scanned it, threw it in here, and then I did something else. I actually recorded, as I did the sound check, I recorded it on my phone. So when I was done with the sound check, I remembered exactly how we did the ending. Sometimes we think, did I go up on that? Did I go down? Did we change that? Did we cut the song? I'll say, hold on a minute. I'll look at it, and I say, that's how we did it. I'll put it in there, so I've got piano only. I think I've got several different versions there. And it just helps. I've got the words there. I can pull the words up. I can print the words off. I've got his copy. You name it. I put the music schedule in there. When Brother Guy sends us the music schedule, I'll put it in there, send it to my secretary. She inputs the dates on my calendar. I know when they're going to happen, but it's in Evernote. If I get switched around, I know what else is going on in that schedule. It's just a great tool. Something else I want to say about this. I don't think this is in my notes, but if you get the premium version of Evernote, and you get it on your phone, it gives you the option to download only the premium version, what notebooks you choose to download to your phone. So if you have a bad connection, as I often do with AT&T, it doesn't matter because they're loaded on my phone. Now you have to have enough space on your phone. This is a 32 gigabyte phone. But if you just have a few notebooks that you say, you know, if I'm out and about, I really need this one to be accessible. I can't depend on Wi-Fi. Or in my wife's case, she has a phone that, she has an iPod that when she's out and about, she has to have Wi-Fi. So if she's in a place she doesn't have Wi-Fi, it helps to have this downloaded on her phone. So what the premium version will do is it will download it to your phone when you have a signal. So when you're out and about, you don't have to wait for that to load, especially if it's a large graphic. So that's a great feature that comes with the premium version. So you can record it. Here's another one. You can photograph it. I took my wife. We went to lunch the other day. This was, I think, back in October. I saw a billboard as I was sitting at the light, and I took a picture of it, and later that billboard became our open house flyer. I love how I make Pepsi spiritual, but I often thought it'd be great if it said, live for God. It would be a perfect acronym, but that just gave me the idea. And again, I threw it in what I call a folder called graphics. Any graphic idea I see, I throw in that folder. In fact, if you've been in the Striving Together store this week, you've seen these circular columns that are coming down. I got that idea from Target. I was in the Target store with my wife. I saw these circular columns with photographs on it. I thought, that's a really cool idea. Took a picture in Evernote. It uploaded it. When it was time to have our meeting to discuss what are we going to do new in the store, I pulled this open and I said, hey, I have a really cool idea. I think this might work. Let's check it out. Let's try it. I said, let's make them colors. We'll brighten the store. Let's just see if it works. And I thought it turned out great, better than I even thought. And it really just came because I took a picture of it. And it was saved to what I call the Evernote graphics file. The other way is, I said photograph it. You can automate it. This is, sometimes I'll do this, I won't go all into this, but you can, on a Mac service, you can right-click on a file and send it directly to Evernote. Automation is really great. So that's finding how to get stuff into Evernote. Next, ideas for using Evernote. One of the ideas is you can replace your paper planner. I no longer have a paper planner. Now, there's sometimes nothing beats a pencil and a piece of paper. I understand that. I do that, but it ends up in Evernote. I'll scan it and put it in Evernote. But it can replace, consider maybe even a tablet device. iPads work great for this sort of thing. Letter B, storing pictures, business cards. I get so many business cards. One great place to put them is in Evernote. You can take a picture of it, and works really well. Here's another thing you can do is product labels. My wife and I had this discussion. She purchased an item at the store, and oftentimes on the back of those items it has a recipe. You don't want to keep the box around. You don't really want to cut out the recipe. So I said, just take a picture of it and put it in our folder in Evernote called recipes. So she did that, and there it is. But what's even better about that is Evernote has the OCR recognition, text recognition, where it can recognize text inside a picture. This is really cool. This word casserole, if I type this word into the search field, this is the only place that it shows up in my entire Evernote. It finds it. This is a picture. This is not something I typed. So notice, I go up here, I type in the word casserole. It found it there for me. Incredible. Now, I don't know of another program that can do that well, index it that quickly. But very powerful, very useful. Here's another way I use Evernote. My son, he's 4 years old, he comes home all the time with crafts. And my wife just can't throw any of it away. So I said, I've got a great idea. Evernote. We'll take it, take a picture of it, and throw it in the trash. So every picture he's ever colored works out. I have a folder called scrapbooks.
and I throw it in there. It's just, now, we don't throw everything away. There are some things we keep. But let's just be honest about it. There's a lot of things that, you know, maybe my wife can't part with that Evernote, it lives on. So, a great useful tool. Here's another great idea for saving content. You're coming across something you want to read later. Throw it into Evernote, and when you have a moment, you're waiting in line. Sometimes we often do so many different places. Pull up in your Evernote, use the time wisely, read that article, and then maybe file it. This is a folder I call productivity, email etiquette, anything I thought, Evernote lesson for staff, just different things I've thrown into there. Ideas, you name it. Here's a productivity software comparison. What's the best productivity software? I threw that in there, was able to reference it later. Next, here's another example of a prescription. Take a picture of your prescription, throw the box away, and you'll always have it with you. Here's another one, I love this one, is you throw your manuals in Evernote. And again, it searches the OCR. It can tell you just type in a word. And so when I bought this, again, it comes with the paper copy, which I tossed, and you just go online. Most of these are online. I recommend you find it before you toss it. You can rip it apart and scan it, but that works out great. Here's another thing. I just reached down, took a picture of my lawnmower's model number, and, you know, go to Lowe's, need a lawnmower blade. What's your model number? No problem. Pull that open. You find it. Man, it's just saved me. It's really helped our marriage. It's just, you know, it's just all in Evernote. It's again, I don't know what I would do without it. It's just in my head. Now transferred to paper. Again, the thermostat. Just a lot of different stuff you can throw in there. The oil that the lawnmower needs. Just snap a photo of it. Goes directly into Evernote. But you can take a picture in Evernote from the Evernote app, or you can actually use it in this fashion. Here's another example I'm going to show you. I think this is a video of another useful way that somebody used Evernote.
My name is Michael Galbert, co-founder of Aviary.com. Aviary is an online creation suite to enable people to create images, vectors, audio files, all online. We use Evernote in our design process. We'll come up with an idea, put it on a whiteboard, take a picture of it, save it to Evernote, tag it. Multiple people can access all the information we have on different devices, whether someone's in a meeting and has their iPhone out or their Android app or their iPad, everyone still has access, so we don't have to go back to the drawing board. Before, we would forget that we actually came up with an awesome design because we already erased that whiteboard. So it's helpful to keep it all in one place. I'm Michael Galbert with Aviary, and we work with Evernote.
So you can take a picture of a whiteboard and throw it in Evernote. And I've done that with napkins. I've done that in this example right here where I was given something by pastor or something, just scratched on a piece of paper, take a picture of it, and just a very useful tool. So, personal projects, again, letter J, travel documents, you take a picture of a ticket, anything like that. Our vacation's coming up here soon. All that stuff stored in Evernote. Very useful, accessible. K, you can archive tweets, and I even gave you an example of how you can do that. Next, I want to talk to you about, is your data safe? Now, this was very important. Before I just jumped into Evernote, threw my entire life into it, I wanted to know, is it safe? A lot of people wonder that. Any program you get, and I want to say that I've studied this the best I know how, and so I'm just going to give you a few thoughts of how I believe I've concluded that data is safe for the following six reasons. Number one, it's a financially solid company. Evernote is a strong company. It's got over 11 to 15 million users. This is not something that's just going to go out of business. Okay. It's around, it's here to stay. There's some of the biggest investors in Silicon Valley invest in Evernote. It's a huge industry. It's a great company. Next, Evernote has a very strong privacy and ownership policy. You can read it online. They are very clear about your data is your data. If you want to get out of it at any point, you can pull all of your stuff out of Evernote. Letter C, your notes are archived in multiple places. This is a great thing to know, that not only are my notes archived on my computer, they're also in the cloud and they're on the server of Evernote itself. So if my computer crashes, I've still got it in the cloud. If their server crashes, they've got another server. There's multiple safeguards with your information. If your computer crashes and it crashes and you don't have a backup, you're hosed. With Evernote, if it crashes, it's no worries, I've got a backup. And that's one good thing to know. Next, your notes are easily taken offline. Evernote data can be stored only on your local machine. So one of their slogans is, our philosophy is, that if you're confident that you can leave Evernote at any time, then you'll be confident enough that you'll want to stay. And I think that's a great quote. If you know you can leave at any time, you'll be much more free to continue to drop stuff into Evernote, because you know that any time if you're dissatisfied or you need to get out, you can do that. Next, your notes can be encrypted. There is software, and there's a few notes, very few, in Evernote that I've encrypted. I just don't want anybody to get into those. They're private. It's got financial information. I even put my tax forms in there, but again, it's encrypted. Highly safe. And then next, your notes are always yours. Evernote can be exported and taken elsewhere, so you can always get rid of that. I think also on the premium version of Evernote, when I open up my Evernote, it gives you the option to type in a 4-digit passcode. So just an extra level of security if someone got a hold of my phone. It would be a very dangerous thing for somebody to be able to get into my Evernote. It is very sensitive. I've got a lot of personal information there. You wouldn't believe. I've got over 1,500 documents in there. And so there's a lot of things in there. I just don't want people to see. Be very thoughtful about your password. In fact, I use a program called 1Password. It's just, I've used a lot of them. That's probably by far my favorite one. It's a little expensive. It was highly worth the money. But it will generate a password for you. Keep that password. Most of us in here in this room, about when I begin to enter my passwords, and you can use Evernote as your password system, but I was shocked how many passwords and logins I had until I realized I use the same password for all of them. that's a problem. If somebody gets a hold of that, then they're really going to give you a run for their money. So that was a great program. We're not talking about 1Password, but it works really hand in hand well with Evernote. Moving on quickly, top reasons to use Evernote. I put them in here: efficiency, mobility. You could be anywhere in the world. I've mentioned that. Longevity. You just keep adding to your database. Searchability, and then functionality. I gave you some handy references to Evernote. If you're a speaker or a writer, here's one way that you could use Evernote. If you're reading a book, as I've done, you can highlight a book, put an I next to it if it's an illustration, have your own code, give it to somebody, have them type it up, put it in your illustrations database, and you've got it on file. It's just a great system. Jokes, quotes, statistics, illustrations. Here's another way. You can use it with a traditional paper notebook. So you can actually take notes in a meeting. If you're just saying, I'm not good on the keyboard, write it down. You can scan it. If your handwriting is halfway decent, it will recognize your handwriting. And you could search Andy, and I've seen some pretty bad handwriting. It picks it up. It's pretty good. In fact, I've done this before where I've taken a picture of something, put it into Evernote, it pulls out the text, I copy the text, place it into a document, kind of a workaround, but it does work. There's another notebook out there, the Moleskine. How do you say that? Moleskine, yeah. It's a popular notebook most people use apart from Evernote, but it works well with Evernote, and you can actually draw in it, take a picture of it, and there is actually an option on your phone that is aligned perfectly to place this notebook in Evernote. So if you say, I just love paper notebooks, I can't get rid of them, you can still use both and have a wonderful time. Taking meeting notes, this is a great, great tool. Again, an example here. And I've already mentioned how we use Evernote. You can also do shortcuts. These are the ones I most often use. I have what's called a to-do list, a project list, a shared project list. That my to-do list is just for me. If you notice in here, it gives you a ballot box that you can check things off. Works really well. And it also works as a to-do list. So I'm finding I'm using things less and less and using Evernote more and more. And especially with a new feature that just came out, we'll talk about in a moment, reminders on Evernote. Just a great, powerful tool. Here's an example of how Evernote is changing the classroom. And with the time that we have left, I want to show you this video, and we'll talk about just a few more things.
Students think in a 21st century environment, kids aren't sitting down with books and tabbing pages and taking traditional note cards the way they used to. They're looking at videos. They are pulling from research databases. They're pulling from internet websites.
In our one-to-one program, we've given every student a MacBook computer.
We use Evernote as the main tool in my social studies class.
One, you can use it for just taking notes in class.
And I use it for a really big group collaborated project.
Well, I like that I can bring Word documents and PowerPoints and such into it.
If I can have everything in one place, where it's indexed and I can search for it, it'd be so much more organized and it'd really help me as a student.
To teach students Evernote, it's just like watching a kid get on a bike. The light bulb just went off.
And I try to kind of teach my friends about it, and they liked it too when they used it.
Because they didn't get that with the paper, but they all of a sudden got it when they saw it in a notebook form on a computer. I just draw it, and then I take a picture, and we have a shared notebook, and so all the kids can just access that day's class notes right then and there without having to do any work.
When we showed them that feature, there was an audible gasp in the room.
So I knew by then it had kind of caught on.
I use it in every class now.
I'm using it in English, social studies, science, Spanish, performance ensemble. I actually use it for tech leadership too, basically everything I can.
It's not a new tool to them, it's just a different way of using a tool that they already have.
We work with Evernote.
So the world's using it, and the younger generation is catching on. Very powerful. And a few things I want to briefly say before we conclude. This feature just came out as actually, I had already prepared the lesson, and just a few weeks ago, Evernote came out with reminders, and so rather than me trying to explain it to you, I'm going to show you one more video clip, just about a 60-second one, to show you how Evernote can keep you on top of daily reminders. One feature that I always wished it had was a system to remind you of the notes that you throw in it. If there's something important that needs to catch your attention, it can get lost. Sometimes that is the danger of anything that's digital. If you're not careful, you throw it in and you forget about it. It's one reason why even the sweetheart list, prospect list, our pastor said sometimes with the making it electronic, sometimes it's not in front of you as much to keep you reminded about it. And it could be the same thing with any to-do list. So here's one way Evernote can help with that.
We're really excited to be launching one of the most requested features of all time, reminders for your notes. Reminders will help you stay on top of what's important to you in your Evernote account. There are three parts to reminders: alarms and notifications, note-based to-dos, and the ability to pin notes to the top of your note list in the order that you like. When you set a reminder on a note, it'll appear at the top of the note list in the reminder section. If you need to, set a date and time for when the note is due, and you'll get in-app and email notifications. Once your project is complete, check it off and move on to the next one. So whether you use Evernote together with your team or on your own personal projects, reminders will help you get everything done.
So there you have it. And in the back of your notes, I put down 53 uses for Evernote. I could have had more, but I had to save paper, Fred Setter said. So I've used every one of these ways just about. You name it, I've used it, and I keep thinking of new ways to use it. Again, I'm not an expert at Evernote. It's just a tool that I've found useful in my daily life, and I want to share it with other people. So this is one of the ways I use it. I want to show you one last thing. To do that, I just need to find my mouse. to show you a live presentation here, something in a few minutes that we have left. Here is the example right here. That's the image I found in Target. I have a folder called Graphic Ideas, Book Cover Ideas. Anytime I see a book cover, I come across. Also have one called Personnel. Anybody that works with me on the staff, I have a file for them. Anytime there's anything that I have the responsibilities, even their favorite candy bar. In there. It's just really helpful to go back to that and to use that as a reference point.